Hi, I'm Kieran, a High Plains Public Radio Club reader from Northwest Kansas. It's time to think about our third novel of this season, A Strong West Wind by native West Texan Gail Caldwell. The question that comes to mind is, how does this memoir enhance our understanding of place? As one would expect, it's different from Plainsong and Summer of the Comanche Moon. Based on reviews on Amazon, Goodreads, and Barnes & Noble, it's a book readers either love or hate. With such strong responses in mind, it's important to focus on insights this author's memories offer this unique book club's membership. One dynamic to think about is that many see our region as flyover country and dismiss it. That said, those who live here need to consider how we often send our young to urban universities and they don't return to find work and raise families. Like the author of this text did, some of our children migrate to larger cities to make their homes. What do they carry with them from their homeland to help them succeed? Does their background offer necessary support? What elements of Great Plains life do they share with their new world? Same topic, different view. How do those who love this place prepare for the day our sons and daughters move away? Can or should we encourage them to stay? Will technology permit us to evolve viable economies that sustain and even grow our communities? Caldwell's narrative explores issues that affected her as she grew up in West Texas. How do we support creatives who aren't typical Great Plains adolescents? Can our schools and communities make this a place where artistic personalities can thrive and feel comfortable? If ever there were a location with horizons big enough to inspire introspective, imaginative types, this is it. How often do we open dialogue so parents, children, neighbors, teachers, students, employers, and employees consider opposing opinions without feeling threatened? The author pointed out that in some homes, topics concerning feminism, politics, war, and drugs can turn a pleasant reunion into a hostile gathering. While some readers loved Caldwell's prose and insights, others forced themselves to finish the book in order to participate in the discussion. Regardless of how you felt about the text, what thoughts does this author trigger to help create a welcome world for anyone who wants to be here?
You're invited to join the conversation by going to our website, hppr.org, and under the Features tab, look for Radio Readers Book Club. There you'll find a place to join the book club, participate in the online forum, and download guides for the spring read selections.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all, went searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hand.